I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on here from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist Line, how are we doing taking calls on the Moist Line? We need some? 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. We're only 2 days away from playing them on Friday. So if you got something that's making you crazy, maybe these stupid protests are making you crazy. 877-MOIST-86 or the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app. I want to thank the people at Philly's Best Cheesesteaks. And they are my favorite cheesesteaks out here in L.A. In fact, they came out here the same year I did. They're scattered all over. There's one in Burbank, but they've got a new one opening in West Hollywood. Yeah, give me that. Because in West Hollywood on May the 4th, what day is May the 4th? Saturday. Good. All right. Saturday, May 4th. You head to Philly's Best on 7350 Melrose Avenue, and the first 50 people in line that day will get a free classic cheesesteak or a classic chicken cheesesteak, and everybody's going to get 20% off their orders that day. It's in the Melrose Arts District, 7350 Melrose. It's and they got me a cheesesteak today, and they're feeding everybody here at KFI. And I get a real cheesesteak.
I got a vegan. It was very nice of them.
That is nice.
They brought me a vegan sandwich, and I appreciate it.
That is really wonderful of them.
Yes,
I'm happy, but I don't want to think about vegan stuff while I'm enjoying.
Yeah, I know, but
cheesesteak.
I know, but see, they also can cater to other people that don't eat
other people
meat.
See, other minority groups.
Exactly.
All right. excuse me now. This place is the only one that makes them the same way they do back east. Because I grew up in New Jersey, and I spent a lot of time in the Philly and New York areas, and cheesesteaks were the specialty of that region. I came out here and I have eaten a lot of inferior cheesesteaks, and then I found Philly's Best, and this is definitely number one. So May 4th, Saturday, 7350 Melrose Avenue. There you go. All right, now on to, we have Chris Adler at USC to see if that demonstration turns into anything larger than it is. It's pretty crowded there, and boy, am I tired of seeing tents. I am so sick of seeing tents. Kate Sanchez is assemblywoman who has a bill that would double the fine for protesters who block a highway and increase the fine for people who commit multiple offenses. I think everybody was disgusted with the Golden Gate Bridge being shut down for almost 5 hours last week by these Palestinian protesters. She's got a lot of Democratic support too. Let's talk to Kate Sanchez.
She's
from
you?
Here in Southern California. Just run through a short list of the towns you represent so people know.
Sure. Mission Viejo, Rancho Santa Margarita, Ladera Ranch, Cota de Caza, Marietta, Temecula, Wildomar are just a few of the cities I represent.
Well, that's where a lot of normal people live. Now we're dealing with these protesters, and it's interesting that you seem to have a fair amount of support from both Democrats and Republicans up in Sacramento. So I imagine that Golden Gate Bridge thing really got a lot of people agitated.
Oh, I very much so. And you know what, honestly, it was nice to finally see Democrats decide to wake up and realize this banana republic that we're in is not working. The status quo is not working, and we're finally able to get some traction. Now, does this bill do it all? Absolutely not, but it's absolutely a step in the right direction.
there were some medical issues with the when the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge was shut down. Like organ transplants were delayed. Is that true?
Yes, and timely routine surgeries that they thought were, you know, the organ transplant 30 minutes turned into a 4-6 hour delay. They had surgery scheduled. We saw examples of that. They were able to tell us testimony. But I'm telling you, finally, we're starting to see movement. And it's because we're continuing to push back on these crazy, radical, out-of-touch policies coming out of Sacramento.
Well, you also need the local city officials to tell the police, do what you have to do and get them off the road as quickly as possible. Because I think the police are held back by the idiot woke politicians in a place like San Francisco or Oakland.
Absolutely. And honestly, I'm excited because the more we're able to enable and help empower our locals and our DAs, we need to make sure that they have the tools in the books that they're able to prosecute. Oftentimes they'll negotiate it down to nothing. So I think doubling the penalties is a reasonable step in the right direction.
Yeah. So how much would the penalties be?
So they would start at 100. It would double to 200. And with season assessments, it would actually can go up to $4,000, depending on the frequency of the offense.
Right. But we got to get the prosecutors to actually prosecute, because I keep reading some of these demonstrations. I think just in New York, one of the big ones may have been in Columbia, where they arrested a couple hundred people and then everybody got let go the next day and no charges.
So I have to tell you, my staff and I worked really hard to try to find an example where they weren't actually all these misdemeanors they have, the DAs, you know, they're unwilling or unable to prosecute them. So quite honestly, there was not a single example where misdemeanor punishment was successful. I mean, it's wild and so frustrating.
Yeah, I know. Nothing is enforced anymore. Absolutely nothing. And which is why you're going to see that these protests are going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, I'm looking at now a helicopter shot from a plane in New York of Columbia, and they've got, it looks like, a couple of hundred tents at the university. And most of them are the same. Most of them look like the exact same model. So somebody is you know, emptying the Amazon warehouse, and it's got to be organized groups that are well-funded. These are not just students doing this. There has to be a whole, you know, chain of command to get the tents there in place.
And exactly. And I understand that this is an incredibly timely bill, but we're not safe anymore. And I think the more we're seeing what a banana republic this has become, I honestly think that we need to keep pushing and stop this incredible insanity. It's too much. It's too much.
Okay.
It's gone too far.
All right. So it got out of a committee, right? Which committee was that?
It's gotten out of transportation with bipartisan support, shockingly, and we're going to now see it in appropriations coming up. So I'll be sure to keep you posted.
Oh, please keep us posted. And we hope this passes, and I hope it gets enforced once it passes. Thank you, Kate Sanchez.
Thank you for your time.
From Orange County, the assemblywoman who has got support to increase the penalties for the idiots who block major highways and roadways like the Golden Gate Bridge. Honest to God, 3 organ transplants were delayed at a local hospital when the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge was shut down. Enough of this crap. Once I go off, I may not stop. We've got more coming up. Get hurt in an accident, that can change your life. So you need some strength in that situation. You need to call Sweet James. When one of my listeners got hurt in a motorcycle accident, he got shocked. I mean, it was a lowball offer from the insurance company that he couldn't believe. So he called Sweet James, and the attorney's there.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Boy, this next one makes me want to move out of the state, as if we all don't have enough reasons to get out of California. And wouldn't you know that evil little gerbil, Scott Wiener, He's a state senator, and he is behind a long string of intrusive, annoying nanny state bills. And he's got another one. And man, the public's got to wake up and stop this crap. Wiener got past the Senate Transportation Committee. This is the same committee that we just talked to Kate Sanchez about. And she's getting the bill passed that would increase the fines for stupid protests that block freeways. Well, this other thing that passed out of committee would require new cars sold in the state to be built with something that automatically warns you when you're driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
You just are upset because you always do that. You don't want to be reminded of breaking a rule.
That's right. I want to do that. I want to speed.
Right.
And I don't want more beeps going off in my car.
The next thing is going to be a beep when you're driving in the carpool lane without a passenger.
Now, what kind of noise will it make if I'm also more than 10 miles over the speed limit and I'm driving in the carpool lane?
It'd be very loud.
It'd be a big loud alarm is going to go off. There is no reason. There's no reason to sit in traffic when you have a free carpool lane. None.
I know. When I drive home every day, John, I see in the carpool lane, there are solo drivers. And I know with my luck, as we all know, that if I go into the carpool lane, I'm going to be the one that's going to get pulled over.
One day you're going to see me blow past you like Roadrunner.
I'm going to call you and I'm going to yell at you.
I'm going to give you a little beep, beep. So do you know how many beeps go off now? I have a car. It's a little over 4 years old. But not too long ago, my car needed some service, and they gave me a loaner car at the dealership. So now I've got this loaner car that's 4 years later. It's a 2024 model year. And I couldn't believe this thing would not shut up. If you drift a little bit to the left in the lane, beep, beep, beep. A little bit to the right, beep, 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 beep. If it senses you're too close to the car in front of you, beep, 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 beep. You know, on top of the stupid seatbelt thing, which has been around forever and annoys the hell out of me, because sometimes, you know, I'm getting myself together. I don't have the seatbelt on right away. It's like ding, 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 ding. And then the one button I hate the most. What button do you think I hate the most?
If you're going too fast and it slows your car down.
Well, that's what they're proposing.
Because I have that in my car. If I'm going if I'm going too fast, all of a sudden it self-corrects. It's scary.
Really?
Now, you can turn that setting off.
Yeah, good. Sometimes it's hard to find those settings.
I know.
Well, the original version of the bill by the little gerbil Scott Wiener was to put those restrictors in all cars. And I guess there was a lot of pushback. And now he's settling for just warning motorists when they're driving 10 miles over the limit. But that's going to be every time? And is that going to be the whole time that you're over the limit? I mean, you drive on a freeway. You should be allowed to drive as fast as you can.
Is there going to be an option to turn that off?
I don't.
Like a setting in the car?
I don't know.
Probably not.
And he's such this little nanny nitty. I understand that people like to be able to go as fast as they want to. All we're saying is let's do a reminder when you're going significantly above the speed limit so you can be reminded to slow down. When I'm speeding, I know I'm speeding. I don't need a reminder. That's on purpose. I want to speed. And if I don't have cars in front of me, there's no reason I can't speed. See, in Germany, you can go 100 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
Wait, did you ever answer the question of your least favorite?
Oh, my least favorite button. Uh-huh. Actually, it doesn't make a sound. It's worse than that. It's that little A, looks like an at sign.
Yes.
And what it does is when you're stopped in traffic, it turns the engine off. I can't stand that. Because it takes a moment or two for it to restart. And I know it's one of those stupid climate change things. It's all these progressive left-wing irritations. When the beeps go off in a car, I feel like I have one of these screechy protesters going beep, 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 and then they shut off my engine. Well, if I want to make a quick getaway for whatever reason at the light or pull out of traffic, it's like, you know, it halts, it stalls.
I do have a solution for you.
What?
Just get a used car.
Oh, I'm going to.
It doesn't have
I'm going to. By time they pass the all-electric car, when those all-electric car laws go into effect, I'm going to get like, you know, a 1987 Plymouth or something. I don't care if it gets 8 miles to the gallon, and I am going to drive that, and I'm gonna cut the seatbelt out.
You are?
Yes, I am. What year did they put that annoying thing in? It's just leave me alone. If I fly through the windshield, that's my problem. God, what an annoying! Oh, it's like all the laws they, you know, if your child is 12 years old now, your kid's got to be in a car seat. I mean, it kept piling it on and piling it on. Trying to make the cars ultra safe, and then the deaths go up every year anyway. So all these new requirements did not make things safer. Because for one reason, they allow homeless people to wander the street in a drug-addled haze. And those are the ones who are getting killed and driving up the death toll.
Well, I do think seatbelts have cut down on some deaths. You don't think so?
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
I just want the freedom. I want the freedom. Without any irritating noises. I want to drive as fast as I can with the wind in my hair. Mm-mm. You know,
you need a convertible.
I do. I would love a convertible. that's a no sale at home, but I would, I'd love a convertible. I'd love a convertible that goes about 110 miles an hour.
You can always turn up the radio when you're driving and then you won't hear. Turn it really loud, blast some music, and then you won't hear all those noises.
I do.
You do?
In fact, when I'm driving without a seatbelt, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Jackets.
All right, more coming up.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
been
the podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, Blake Trolley from KFI News. George Gascon had a press conference a short time ago. Charges in 2 cases, the shooting of that sheriff's deputy in West Covina, shot in the back while he was on his motorcycle, and the woman who got stabbed to death on the Metro subway train in Studio City. Both have suspects that have been arrested. Gascon's holding his press conference as he continues his quest to be. He's suddenly concerned about crime and victims. It's just pretty shocking, the turnaround here, since he's running for re-election. Also, Chris Adler from KFI News is at USC, that enormous demonstration against the Jewish people that's going on there in favor of the Palestinian terrorists. And if anything unusual happens, Chris will be on with us immediately. Now, Last thing I told you about was all the how that little gerbil Scott Wiener, the state senator, has passed a has gotten through the Transportation Committee this new bill, which another annoying sound will go off in your car, starting with a model year a few years down the road. And if you're more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, you get another irritating sound. Along those lines, you may have heard that people who have the OnStar system in their car found out that this OnStar system was tracking how they drive and reporting that private information back to insurance companies, which in turn were jacking up the rates. And the reporter who broke that story is Kashmir Hill, and she has a follow-up now because it affected her family, and she didn't even know it. This is General Motors manufactured cars, and you get the OnStar system, and that's the system where, let's say you have an accident, it's a satellite connection, and you can get help coming to rescue you. Or if you have a breakdown, OnStar will send you a tow truck. So the automakers have been collecting this data and selling it to the insurance industry and not telling drivers, at least in the case of General Motors, according to Kashmir Hill. The insurance companies will then jack up your premiums based on this privileged information that they stole from you. And here's her story. It actually happened to her, and she found this out after she broke the original story that it was going on. She didn't realize that she and her husband were the victims. She bought a GM Chevy Bolt in December 2023, and this month, in April, her husband received his consumer disclosure files from a company called LexisNexis Risk Solutions and Verisk. Now, these two companies collect data. They're data brokers. And so he got to see his own data. They sent him his own data on his driving habits. And he was shocked to find out that GM had something called Smart Driver connected to his Chevy Bolt, which recorded all his driving habits and sent it to the insurance company. The LexisNexis report had a breakdown of 203 trips we'd taken in the car, including the distance, the start and end times, and how often we hard braked or accelerated rapidly. And I guess every time you do that, you get dinged on your insurance. The Verisk report, dated back to December, they had 297 trips, 1,890 miles driven, 4,200 driving minutes, 170 hard brake events, 24 rapid accelerations. And they called GM and saying, what the hell? Because it turns out they said, well, you're subscribing to Smart Driver. And she and her husband said, no, we never subscribed to that. And it turns out that the salesman automatically signed them up without telling them. Our Chevy Bolt came with 8 years of something called Connected Access, which we didn't know about. GM can send software updates to our car, but also collect data from it, which is actions people you consent to when you sign up for OnStar. And the salesman admitted that he selects yes to enroll you at OnStar, then he selects yes for the customer to receive text messages. And it's become automatic. And salespeople are not supposed to be doing that.
Do they get a kickback?
Well, that's first thing I wondered. Like, how much does GM get for sending this information to the insurance company?
There has to be, because what's the incentive?
And how much does a salesperson get?
Right.
Individually. So suddenly you get these insurance companies are getting all this private information. And of course they have some opaque formula that says, oh, it looks like we got to jack up the rates 27%. And when you protest, they're going to say, well, you had 170 hard brake events. Now, is that high? Is that low? Who knows? They'll just make it up and say, oh, it's enough to raise the rates. See, I'm not going to ever connect
Well, I'm not either. I don't, no way. But, I have no idea.
Yeah, this is what the state wants to do. But the state a few years ago had a bill that would track how many miles we drive. And then they would impose a driving tax per mile. But what else would they do while they recorded how many miles you drive? This kind of stuff. Now with the technology out there, it's fantastic technology. It counts your acceleration moments. Well, there's no context to the acceleration, right? Your hard brake. Isn't it good that you hit you slam
right,
on the brake?
But they'd rather us hit somebody and cause an accident, and then they have to cover that.
So if somebody in front of you slams on the brake, if you hit the brake too, you get penalized. Well, you just saved maybe $10,000 worth of damage. You might have saved your life by slamming on the brake. Why does that jack up your insurance? That should lower your insurance. It says maybe you're attentive. I mean this is outrageous, and it's a whole long story because, you know, they go back and forth with various companies and everybody points fingers at somebody else. And one lawyer says their job, GM salespersons, is to sell cars. It's not to understand the details of privacy products. And you just can't expect them to know what they're doing. You know, one salesman said, no, we always have the customers accept the terms themselves. It's like, yeah, except when they don't.
I'm sure if I had that option, I wouldn't even have noticed.
No, I don't want to be tracked by anything. Look, I can't stand online. If I can find any setting on my devices to block everybody from tracking anything I do online, I click that choice.
But when it asks you about cookies and then it says only the, I forgot the terminology, but the one of the options you can't black out is, I forgot what it's called, but the necessary ones. I think it's
right, yeah.
Truly necessary ones.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain cookies you need so that the system functions, or you're always starting from square one. Like, you want them to recognize your identity and your password and your username. So every time, like, if I go on like 50 new sites a day, right? I want them to recognize me as John. Otherwise, I'd be constantly resubmitting the information to allow myself onto the site, and that would just take too long. I understand that, but the rest of the spying that goes on.
No, I love it when I get to click do not sell my personal information.
I know. Now, when I go on news sites in Europe, like London news sites, they have a rule, a mandatory rule that you could opt out of all tracking.
Yeah.
They don't have that in this country, but they do in Europe.
We need that.
Oh, I know. Unfortunately, we have like a couple of generations now that have gotten used to all this. I mean, even talking to my kids, they go, oh, what's the big deal? I mean, there's no such thing as privacy. It's like, well, there is for me. You guys don't want it. You're free not to have privacy, but good Lord, they're tracking how many times I brake, how many times I accelerate. And then Scott Wiener wants to, is he ever get termed out? I feel like I've been talking about him all my life. When does he go away? Can't he go to some other state and stick his oily little nose in their lives?
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Let me choose my words.
Happy birthday, dear Valvin. Happy birthday to you.
I wear, since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of...
And every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president?
Well, there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccarilla.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
She's
I didn't think she was going to be here.
There's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas.
I also want to mention Congress Deborah Ross. Where's Deborah? I just had my picture taken with her. Oh, she couldn't be here, actually.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John Cobalt.
Yes, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Biden just makes up things that never happened repeatedly. And he's at it again. In fact, he revived an oldie. He was at a campaign event yesterday, and he periodically insists to people that he used to be a truck driver and he drove an 18-wheeler. Now, they have researched this story every possible way for several years now, and he never did that. That was never a job of his. I mean, maybe he popped into an 18-wheeler at a campaign event at some point in his 50 years, but he never had a job driving an 18-wheeler. But he did it again yesterday. Play cut number one.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
He said this back on July 28th, 2021. We played the clip on the show, so we still have it. Here's Biden from almost 3 years ago.
And anyway, and if we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish
I could. That's awesome.
I got to.
No, he never drove an 18-wheeler. Why is that the thing you want to brag about? I guess he thinks that that gives him some credibility with the working class. That's just a strange thing to constantly insist to people. And so what if he did? Right. Now, we have another clip of Biden. This is him reading a teleprompter. And when you give a formal speech on a teleprompter, it'll give you stage directions. And in this case, it was telling him to pause. And I guess the audience was supposed to chant four more years during the pause. We'll see. Play this, cut six.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years. Pause. More years.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years.
Pause.
Four more years. Pause. More years. Pause. More years. Pause.
Idiots in the audience start chanting it. What's wrong with people? Why do that? Would you spend the day sitting in an auditorium where this the propped up this corpse and he says, say four more years, pause. Four more years, four more years. Everybody banging their flippers together. Oh, my God.
Well, at least the audience didn't say pause.
Four more years, pause.
That would have been funny.
Now, in New York, you know, they've got a lot of illegal aliens, and these are not sweet women and children. No, a lot of them are young men. A lot of them are out of prisons and gangs. And you know what young men do at night. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they're bored. Well, there was a big mob outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan on 8th Avenue, and they ended up but just play the audio in the background while I describe this. What you're hearing is about a dozen illegal aliens, also known as asylum seekers. And this is in the middle of the day. They started swinging sticks, belts, and traffic cones at each other. One of them was swinging a bat at the mob. Eventually, somebody's taken to the ground and gets pummeled by four other migrants. And they had this big brawl. Two men wearing bicycle helmets are seen, and they were like two sides. They broke off into two sides, and motorists just kept driving by the brawl. It's like didn't faze anybody. One of the migrants comes up behind another and smacks him in the head, knocks the helmet off his head before running away across 8th Avenue. The hotel is called The Row, and it's one of dozens of hotels converted to illegal alien shelters. It's on Twitter. If you want to see the video on Twitter, and you'll get a sense of, you know, a bunch of bored guys. Turns out it's the middle of the day. I just assumed it was a night. It was the middle of the day. So it's at John Cobalt Radio on Twitter. In fact, you can follow us at John Cobalt Radio for all your social media purposes. Or so I'm constantly told. Now, 3 o'clock means we have Blake Trolley coming on. Blake with KFI News. George Gascon had a news conference earlier. 2 cases, charges in both. One is the shooting in the back of a sheriff's deputy in West Covina. And then that poor woman who got stabbed to death. And there's a whole story about her life, too. She got stabbed at the Metro subway train at 5 in the morning in Studio City earlier this week. Both have suspects that have been arrested. Gascon spoke because he's running for re-election. He cares about victims now. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.